Good evening, everyone. It's 8 p.m. Eastern. It is December 21st, 2017, and this is the Natural Healing Call. First off, I have an announcement to make on the meetings. Here we are finding ourselves in the Christmas holidays. I'm going to be gone for a couple of weeks. So after tonight, our next call will be on January 11th. Same time, same place. I hope nobody forgets about us. January 11th. Now, I saw Marla here. Is she still available? Is she still here? Guess not. Guess she didn't like my announcement. Well, I'm going to give it a couple of minutes to see if Wonder Ann miraculously appears. If not, I was having an avalanche.
An avalanche?
Well, it was you coming out of mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a car going by.
Oh.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have got family things going on this week and probably next week as well. Yeah. Including Wonder Ann. That's a family thing for her to dealing with.
You know, I was thinking about her earlier, and last week she was talking, well, the last 2 weeks she has talked about the fact that her and a group of people back there were going to take on the electric company with the meters, doing the in-power thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if she's maybe being harassed over that.
Oh, I don't know. It seems like, though, the in-power thing is picking up pretty much interest throughout the country from the feedback I'm getting. And maybe John will be able to say more about that on the next call. I don't know. But,
well, I tried to contact John a couple of times, but I guess he was busy and he hasn't gotten back to me. But you know, it and I'm talking because it's just you and me on here right now, Nikki.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I noticed that the charges against her is resisting arrest.
Mm-hmm. Toward the end, though, that's the fourth one. You know, that wasn't the first three.
That she's 79 years old.
Yes, she is.
So it's just unbelievable that they would actually do this to her.
I hear you. But, you know, recently I learned, and I have property here, and I learned that my ancestors never agreed for an easement to have a sewer line go through.
Yeah.
It was commercial property. So, you know, a quid pro quo. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Yeah, you can put it through. But, you know, I'm not going to pay you to hook it, you know, to hook up because you're putting it through my land, you know.
Yeah.
And so when I pushed the issue recently, of course, what happened is that they came back saying, oh, yeah, we do have an easement agreement, and there was no date on it, and it said that my grandmother had stood before this notary in 1973. My grandmother died in 1959.
Came back from the grave.
She came back from the grave. She was a real neat woman, but, I mean, I don't think she'd do something like that. So, I mean, these people, they get attorneys, and I think back into Scripture, and Scripture in Genesis 11:3, I believe it is, it says, when they were building Babel, which was the ancient name of that place, I guess, was Shinar. And so when these people got together and they wanted to build this Tower of Babel, it is what we know it as, this tower to reach the heavens, it says they used brick instead of stone. Now, we're supposed to be, according to the New Testament, lively stones that are fitly joined together. And unhewn stones is what the altars and everything else was made out of. So the brick is counterfeit, okay? And the New King, or not the New King, but the King James Version said they used brick for stone and slime they used for mortar. They used the word slime. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it sounds like the judicial system. You know? Counterfeit laws and slime, the lawyers, you know, they use for...
Right.
Mortar to keep it together. And then I'm thinking, you know, that's the vision that Daniel saw, too, the toes, okay, when it got down to the feet. It was clay and, you know, something else, so it was substance. But it, and the stone hit it and smashed it. So I don't know. There's a lot of analogies that I kind of enjoy looking at, you know, in Scripture. But anyway, getting off track. It has nothing to do with everything to do with wellness. But.
Well, I really think that this call is going to be very short tonight.
Sounds like it.
It's just you and I still. So I think, like you say, everybody's got things going on for Christmas. A lot of people are traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Including me. I'm heading out on Tuesday.
Going to Colorado.
Yeah. And the route I'm taking to start with is probably going to be loaded with snow.
Yeah.
Going
well,
up over
don't want to say too much.
Going up over a couple of passes.
Been up that way. I know what you're talking about.
Well, actually, in Colorado has got weather like summer right now.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, that's what I liked about Colorado. You know, it's you could have 6 feet of snow outside, and as soon as the sun comes out, everything melts, and you just open the blinds and, you know, don't need heat. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I lived there for 3 years, and my first year there, they had the worst blizzard in recorded history.
Wow.
In Denver.
Wow.
The whole city shut down. The freeways were shut down.
Were you in Denver?
Yeah.
What year was that?
2002.
Oh, wow. Okay. We were there back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Mid-70s.
Yeah, I took my son there for some help with his, well, he's developmentally disabled, and I couldn't get help in the state of Washington, and I had friends in Colorado, so I went there, and it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And that's why I'm going back there now, is he has been through a school to learn how to live independently, and he's done and ready, and so I'm going back to get him and his stuff.
Super. Super.
So.
When I was there, and my children were in school, in a local school, of course, and it was in the mid-70s, when were we there? 74 to 76, we were there.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of the Title I issues going on. Title I was special education. And
yeah.
They were messing with the redistricting of political, you know, what do they call that? When they moved to boundaries.
I know what you mean. The redistricting. Redistricting.
Well, gerrymandering. Yeah.
Gerrymandering, yes.
Gerrymandering, yeah.
Yes, and they were gerrymandering, and they were gerrymandering for the specific purpose of getting more children into schools where they could get more money for them through the laws that were being passed for the school districts, Title I, you know, at that time. And I was like the liaison between what was going on in the county there as you know, with the school district and my local school that the children were at. So it was quite interesting to see what was going on at that particular time. And there were a lot of black people that were involved also with the Title I, and they were saying, look at what they're doing. They're doing this. They're coming into our districts, you know, because it was still pretty segregated at that time because the busing issue had just begun and all of that. And they were just, they saw it. They saw what was happening with the Title I quicker than, you know, the white people did. They saw
yep.
what was happening, and, you know, I just went ahead and relayed the information as I was being told it. So it was quite interesting to be in that position at that particular time.
We are finally getting some more people on.
Okay. I'll let you take over. I am going to mute out. Thank you for
all
the
right.
gerrymandering.
That was Jan.
Oh, was it? Okay, Jan can talk about health and wellness.
Yeah. And I see a John.
Hello.
And I see a Crystal.
How you doing?
How are you, Crystal?
Okay, well, we have something big event.
Hi, Crystal.
That happened. How are you? How's everybody? I definitely wanted to share this before I fall asleep because I'm just so exhausted. They had a big rally down here in the Fairfield County in Connecticut yesterday. And I caught like 4:30 in the morning. I saw it on TV about how they are going to be foreclosing on all the properties in Puerto Rico. And I guess because of that, what is it, the Hurricane Irma, they removed a lot of the people to Florida, New York, Connecticut, and what other states. And I guess they're running out of the funding. So what's happening is that they're going to start filing bankrupt. They're going to do foreclosures on all the property in Puerto Rico. And all the money that was received to rebuild, the money is not there. So what I guess a team of corporates are going into doing now, they are going to put it up for foreclosure, and they're putting it as they abandoned their property. And what's happening here, which, so I said, let me get up and go down there, because it was cold yesterday, but it was at the federal courthouse here in Bridgeport. So I went down there, and there was about 30, 40 people, because I really didn't know the depth of it. And I was telling them, I said, well, you all need to really get onto the National Liberty Alliance and learn about your constitutional law, because Puerto Rico is a part of the United States. And I said, it sounds like the same thing they did over in Hawaii. They took everybody's property on eminent domain and made it a resort. So that's how they sat there and scammed us. So I guess they're going to be rebuilding, and it's going to be a resort, and they're taking the people's property for abandonment. And the people literally have nowhere to go. So I guess on the 13th of January, I guess it's starting next week, they're going to be putting the people out of the hotels. And by the end of, by January 13th, I guess it's going to be, and this one particular part, I guess, in Connecticut, I guess there's like 30 or 60 families. They're all going to be thrown out in the street. And they're saying...
I find that interesting, but somehow I'm not ready to believe that's going to happen. That's something, I guess, if we only have to wait till the 13th of January, then we'll find out.
Well, no, I said some are being put up this week because they were trying to raise money, and this it's happening. The time has expired.
Yeah, well, we'll find out for sure.
And some of the people are being put out, as I said, this week, but the majority will all be put out, you know. But it's happening. They said over 30,000 people will be left literally homeless.
Well, that's a shame, but we are on the natural healing call right now, so I want to get back to that.
Okay.
Wonder Ann is not here and will not be here this evening. She has been, I'm not sure what. She's just not going to be here.
Detained.
Personal
detained.
Issues.
Yeah, detained with personal issues, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Marla was here, and I was going to ask her to talk to us for a little bit about, because she's very knowledgeable on natural healing. But it looks like she has dropped off.
Okay, wait a second. What's the name? She was going to get on tonight, too.
Pardon?
We can contact Barbara if she's available, because she's got a lot of good, excellent information.
Well, if she was here, I would ask her to speak to us.
Okay, let me just hold on. I'm gonna get her interested in it.
Jan, do you have anything that you'd like to put out on the natural healing?
Hold on, I will. Hold on one second.
No.
Hold on one second, please.
Jan has dropped off also.
It seems like he just came back on. Yeah.
Yeah, he just did.
Sorry about that. I just got hit with a new Skype
the thing is crazy. The whole format is totally different than when I went to hit unmute. It hung up on me, so.
Is there something on natural healing you'd like to tell us?
Well, if I'd had a little bit more warning, I just clicked in about 10 after.
That's okay. I mean, if you don't have anything, that's fine. I just thought maybe you might have a little knowledge. I had Marla here, and I was planning to ask her to talk about her knowledge, which is pretty extensive. But she's dropped off. Maybe she's got the same Skype.
That could be. It's definitely not an improvement, I'll tell you that.
Well, I ended up with that on my desktop computer as I'm putting it back together. So I'm sure I'm going to see what those difficulties are.
They'll let you reject it a number of times, and all of a sudden it's automatically there.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Well, I'm told that when it becomes January, nobody's going to have any choice.
Probably about a lot of things.
So with that said, I suggest that everyone put out as much information of truth and evidence as you possibly can.
All right, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, they're just changing Skype to Microsoft version.
Wow.
That must be what I got today.
Evidently. Did you get a hold of her, Crystal?
I left a message because I don't know if she's on a call, you know, so I left two messages. I'm going to try calling her again, you know, but, you know, it's just like a lot of the things that she has been helping me with my cancer and my other ailments, and I found it so profound because a lot of things that she was going over, too, it was about the parasites, which I would definitely let her explain that to you. And I also use that colloidal silver, and I use that structured water, which I had ordered, and it puts, like, the nutrients back in your body. I have lost now 98 pounds. My pressure is down. My diabetes is... So when I go back the next time, I hope they're going to be taking me up for all of that. And it's just like another thing. What I tell my grandchildren and all the rest of the children, even at the school, you know, food is good, but food is poison. And what we put in our bodies, we must get out of our bodies. The thing I've been also doing, if you have we have like a Nature's Way, it's a health food store, and was it Whole Foods? The baking soda, without the aluminum in it, and we all should be on that. And take like a half teaspoon of that, and I use my structured water, and then I try to drink like maybe 8 glasses of lemon water throughout the day, and that alkalines our bodies, and it kills the cancer cells, which is excellent for like the prostate cancer, because everybody has cancer cells in their body. What does it take to activate it? And this is my second bout around with cancer, but this time I'm not going for no chemo nor the radiation, because they put that stuff back in our bodies. And this has been a year now, And last year when my brother and sister died, and I lost 9 people, my body was traumatized, I started hemorrhaging real bad. They wanted to operate on me. They had me in the hospital from 8 in the morning to 8 that evening. I called a friend. I said, get me out of here. And I contacted Dr. Barbara Franks, and then they said, oh, your cancer came back, and you probably have to go for hysterectomy and all this stuff. And the products that I used with her, I cannot believe how everything, the doctors couldn't even believe. They said, well, your cancer quite gets slowed up and all that, you know.
Well, I've heard her talk about that, I think it was last week or the week before, and I'm very interested in what she's doing, and so...
We
probably don't have enough time to really get into it tonight, but maybe
you can
tell us what she has you taking.
I also wanted to say
that, you're talking about the alkaline water.
Yeah, but would you take it yourself?
If you knew somebody with a Cangen water machine, they can make that alkaline water straight out of the tap, putting it through this machine. And it's a water where the water drops are greatly reduced so that more absorbs more quickly.
Well, I have I carry it with me. It's a structured water, and you put it under your faucet, and I run the water through it, and shake it. It alkalines it. You could even use it as a tube for that breathing. It's been remarkable. A friend of mine, she has congestive heart failure, and I was doing the water and everything. I said, just breathe in it, because I sterilize it every day anyways. And I couldn't believe how it helped me immensely. You know, even with my sleep apnea machine and stuff like that. And drinking this water, you know, because I structure all my food with it. My vegetables, I water my plants with it. When I clean my meats, I don't put it on the meat. I just structure the water, and then I drop my meat in there, and I soak everything with white vinegar and salt, which you can also take a bath with that. And it's like, I remember even like when I was going to school for nursing and stuff, when, you know, we had to go for the training and stuff at the CNA. And one thing what was so profound is, you know, when we have to give a person a bed bath. And I'll never forget one of the older doctors or nurses, one of them, they said, when you sit there and you massage, you know, when you give a person a bed bath, you know how you massage it to get your body circulating. So what I do for myself, even, I put the salt water, I put, you know, like the kosher salt, you use kosher salt or Epsom salt, whatever, and white vinegar. And wash your body from head to toe. Just keep on circling. And that helps the massaging and all that. And then I also do I make up my own creams and stuff. And it's just like, even like the doctors are like, they go, what are you doing? Did you get a facelift? Because nobody can't believe I'm 62. They said, I look like I'm in my 40s. When they see my niece and I, they think we're twins. I said, no, I got all 15 years on her. But it's just like, you know, and just doing the facial exercise, doing the breathing, you know, and it's just like, because I had 5 cardiac arrests. They said I was on the respirator 3 times. They told me I was going to be on the oxygen. And the last time they put me on the respirator was when my mother and I were both in the hospital in 96. And they had me on all that crazy steroid and all that. And I was just like in the asthma, but it was getting worse and worse. And I started doing that goji, and it was started, you know, it that goji berry, the goji juice, it was started helping me. And then I was doing the crystal vitamin C, because that's what my mother was using also, the crystal vitamin C and the olive oil. And that also helps heal the cells in your body. And it's a good prevention of not having a stroke, Alzheimer's, heart attacks, and all. So yeah. When I went back to my my heart doctor, because he said I was in congestive heart failure, and then when they ran all the tests again, they said, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean? He goes, what are you doing? I said, I really didn't get into any really detail. Then I finally said, well, I started using some of this goji juice. And he sat back, and I said, well, what's wrong now? He goes, nothing. Everything is normal. So I didn't tell him all about the crystal vitamin C and all this other stuff, neither. But I said, let me continue on what I'm doing. And this has been now, what year is this, 2017?
Yeah.
This has gone on 18 years.
Well, where do you get crystal vitamin C?
As a matter, I get it. Well, I get it at the health food store here, but I just got this big tub, and I'll have it for you the next time because it's downstairs, and I don't want to run back downstairs. You could order it. It would cost me $47, but it will last you 2 years. You know.
Amazing.
And, I'd rather buy in the quantity because it's something I use all the time. And I do share it, when people don't have it, I just give them some. So, it's like $9. And,
what is so different about the crystal vitamin C?
It starts healing your cells. And, it heals your body, number one. And it's putting that oxygen. And it's building up your immune system, because with all the sickness and everything else around, it prevents you. Because, for example, the older we get, the more sicker we get, especially around kids, because kids carry more germs. So a cold goes into a bronchial goes into pneumonia. Now with this new strain that they have with this pneumonia, it's a lot of people are going into congestive heart failure. I was in the hospital last year with a friend the day before my sister had passed, and I was telling them about that that toxics, because they had 9/11/2014, they had about 100 drums of deadly chemicals that caught a fire that burned for almost 14 to 16 hours, which they should have shut the whole state down. And everybody has been getting sick. And I said, there was over 100 different drums, so we don't know what exactly was in it. They tried to say it was a perfume factory. In 1991, when I was working at the fire department, me and my colleagues, we were all exposed to TCB from the drums that they had buried in the ground from the factories that abandoned the city. And wherever you see where there's water, there's a lot of factories that might have been around the water, which they dropped the drums there, or they buried it in the ground. Now, those drums are only, what they put those chemicals in, it's only good for, 25 years. Then they seep out. So most of our grounds and water and everything is contaminated, like with Flint, West Virginia, and all the rest of, what I'm saying? I said, well, what's happening up there is happening here. And also, what was that movie with the dolphins where they were dumping all the toxics out in the middle of the ocean and all?
Love Canal, right?
Which one was it? Was it a flipper? It was one of the movies. There was a few different ones where they would have a... You know which one?
I was thinking it was, if I recall, it was about Love Canal, and that they were doing the same thing with the putting the barrels in there, and it contaminated. That was in New York, right?
Okay, right. New York, because you know what's happening in New York City, on the Hudson? Don't even go in that, because all the raw sewage from all those high buildings. Where is it going? It's going out there in the Hudson, you know. I mean, it's and then it's bordering. One side of the Henry Hudson is New York, and the other side is Jersey, you know. And all that stuff is filtering right out there, you know. I mean, when you've got 8 million people, where's all this raw sewage going? So, it's just a mess. It's all about the money. It's not about the environment. It's not about the people. And another thing, too, is the seasonings, that turmeric and the black pepper. Oh, my God, is that an excellent fighting? So I've been incorporating all my food with turmeric, cayenne, black pepper. Even when I make my per coffee, I put the turmeric, black pepper, cayenne, ginger, cinnamon, you know, and that Himalayan salt is very good, too. I put a dash of that in there. And because even for our respiratory problems, black coffee, when I was teaching the class on the asthma, and I learned this from the students, every classroom I went in about, you know, what they need to do and how do you, when you, somebody's having difficulty breathing, you know, try to make sure they're, you know, untight, you know, if they have a button-up shirt or whatever, start unloosening that, turn them to the side, what have you. And, you know, the compression of their stop breathing, but make sure you get them help, what have you. But in every single class I taught, one of the students said, black coffee, you know. And this was in elementary, junior high school, and high school. So with the doctor I was working under, I went back and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, in every classroom, one kid would say, black coffee. He goes, no, don't tell them to drink black coffee. I said, I didn't tell them that. I said, the kids were telling me. So he had looked it up, and he goes, they're right. I forgot the name of the medicine that suppresses when you're having an asthma attack, but it is in the coffee. He goes, that's something. He didn't know it himself. And I said, well, you know, we learn things from people every day. But as I said, black coffee is always something always good to always keep on hand. You know, especially with the chemtrail. And I noticed, I said, my God, it's so much. And even in the morning when you see the chemtrails, the lines and stuff like that, and then about an hour later, the clouds are black, you know. And especially at night, you can see, you know, when it's getting later in the day, you can see how dark. And I said, all that is poison and toxic, you know. But so one other thing I wanted to mention about that pneumonia, and that's why we definitely need to do that, crystal vitamin C, also aloe, because aloe cleans your blood, you know. And always pinch your skin, because we are in the cold winter months. Pinch your skin, and if your skin stands up, that means you're dehydrated, because most people don't even realize they're dehydrated in the wintertime, you know, because they're not sweating. So make sure, like, we got to drink that water day, even at night. Try to drink 2 or 3 in the, you know, and that's a good prevention of the heart attacks and strokes.
Well, I must be getting my intake of water, because my skin doesn't stand up.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And like, as a matter of fact, I teach all the kids that. So I say, well, check your parents, check your grandparents. If their skin stands up, they need fluids. You know, and the kids like learning this stuff, you know. And it's teaching them to be a caregiver, which I was always my mother's helper as a child. So I'm doing the same thing. And I said, you know what? You teach them the leadership, teach them to be in charge the right way. Being kind, being cordial, being respectful, you know. I had a horrible tragedy I found out last night. There was an automobile accident, and this, I don't know what was wrong with the woman, but she went barreling out of this gas station, and she ran over the woman crossing the street, and then she ran head on in to a car, which the other people are in critical. But the woman she hit, she had died, and come to find out it was my cousin that was killed. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, because it was there was two people by that same name. And many years ago, it was her brother, who was like 8 at the time. He fell in the sewer because of the he was playing ball, and the city left the sewer main off. So when he went to catch the ball, he fell in and he died. And they didn't find his body. So I said, that was just an awful tragedy there. You know, we just pray they'll have that hope for that resurrection. But it's just like everybody got to be all eyes and ears, be kind to people, you know, and we just got to keep on encouraging people and, you know.
Well, you know, I think that we've got to get back to teaching not only the Constitution, but how to grow food, how to recognize plants that are have medicinal value and teach people how to use these wild plants as medicine and as food.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all the kids need to learn those things during their school years.
You know, another thing too is incorporating, you know, making food fun, making learning fun. It's just like, even like for my grand, I said, you got to eat at least 2 apples a day, and you can eat an orange or banana, you know, because it's the high fiber. And, you know, having them to make better choices of good food. Incorporate something that they like, but, you know, the fruits and the vegetables are so, so important. And I like, now, like, because I got them an easy bake oven. And, like, the little pottery dishes and stuff like that. And, we make up different recipes because you can use the basic, for example, when I was going through my cancer, the main thing I would always use is olive oil, onion, garlic, and I would incorporate the fruit. I'll cut up an apple or whatever. So if I wanted to do greens or meat or...
Right.
Whatever, you know, I always, even like when I do my turkey, I did a great recipe. I did it with onions, apples, olive oil, garlic, turmeric, cayenne, pepper, the oregano, the poultry, the different, all, whatever seasons you want to use. And then I cut up a lot of onions and apples. And I had like, I think a peach, you know. And then I mixed it all together. And then after I finished cleaning up the turkey with the salt, water, and vinegar, I lift up the skin and I put all that underneath the skin. And then I turned it over and let marinate it. And then I wrapped it up with the aluminum foil. This lady I used to work with many years ago, she goes, when you cook a turkey, she goes, you put it in aluminum foil and you wrap it up real tight, and then you put it in the oven. You put it on broil for, like, I think 40 minutes, then you cut it down to, I guess, what is it, 375, whatever you're cooking at, for the time, and it comes out so moist that you could just rip the turkey apart with a fork.
And well, yeah, that foil holds the moisture in.
Yeah. And it, you don't have to, you know, because it cooks all the way through. And the key of it is you put it on broil for like 40 minutes. So it heats through it, and then you just turn down. And it keeps that moist.
Well, it not only heats through it, but the heat reflects off of that foil and helps to cook it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a radiant
heat.
But you're talking about cayenne pepper, and that is something that's so excellent for the heart.
The cayenne, yeah.
Yeah, it strengthens the muscles, and it will prevent a heart attack.
Really?
Right.
If you get cut, or if you got shot, they said use cayenne pepper and it will clog your blood and prevent you.
Well, it will coagulate the blood to where you know it will stop the bleeding.
Okay, all righty.
But with the heart, if you feel like a heart attack coming on and you grab some cayenne pepper, and I would put like a teaspoon of it in a glass of water and drink it right quick, or you can make a tincture, a liquid from it, and just take a couple of drops on the tongue.
It's so good to know. Thank you.
But the garlic now, that is excellent for cleaning out the liver and lungs. I mean, it just cleans toxins out of the body.
Mm-hmm. See, you know what I used to make too? Because garlic is a natural antibiotic. And when I used to suffer with bad, you know, sore throats, because my mother used to make us like the honey lemon and butter, and also she made dandelion wine. We was never on antibiotics. And I will never forget when I came out of my coma right after I got married in 82, when my appendix had ruptured. I had peritonitis, and I ended up in a coma for 27 days. And they had to keep on operating on me. They lost me several times. And after I came out of it, I had amnesia for about a week or two. But what the doctor said, they said, whatever your mother did for you as a child, you have the most strongest, healthiest body to keep on combating all the illnesses that I had, you know, because I was on total life support of my kidneys shut down, you know, I was on,
right.
You know, everything, the machines was keeping me alive. And they said that I would probably be brain dead, I would be on dialysis and all that. And they was just so shocked how everything just came right back.
Right.
Another thing,
right.
A lot of people, it's like my sister-in-law, and I was telling her, I said, that antibiotic is going to shut down your kidneys. Sure enough, it did shut down her kidneys. And I told him, I said, ask them to take up, there's other things they can give you. Then her kidneys came back. Then she got another flu, and they said, oh, we got to put you back on it. Well, now her kidneys are shut down permanently, and she's on dialysis. And I was like, everybody who's going on this antibiotic, and I said, I've never heard it's 500 milligrams. I said, their kidneys are being blown out. There's more people on dialysis. I said, this is crazy, you know? And
Wait. That's the trouble with these vaccines. You know, the body sees that, you know, when you're using the vaccines, the body's system sees that, hey, you're getting it. There's no sense in making it. So it eventually just, you know, your immune system is shot because the body's not producing its own immunities anymore.
And then they wanted to put me on, what's that crazy, Coumadin for that blood thinner?
Yep.
And I said, absolutely not. They said, we have to put you on it. I said, no, I refuse it. So they made me sign a waiver, because this is when I caught MRSA in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they had to put me on that antibiotics. I never felt sick from it. But what I was eating was the right stuff. And anytime you're on any kind of antibiotics, one thing my mother always taught, and it's so important, anytime you take any kind of medication, you always cold your stomach. You know? You cold your stomach with food. And antibiotics, the three foods you need to eat, sweet potatoes, yogurt, scrambled eggs, you know, eat an oatmeal or whatever. But this, I never had no side effects. Everybody else was getting sick. When I went for my cancer treatment, they couldn't believe. They're like, how? They go, you know, I don't know what you're left for. We're all sick. And they said, you don't know what we're going through. I said, oh, but I do know what you're going through. I said, I just came out of my chemo. And they were so baffled. How come she's okay and we're not? And I started sharing. I said, well, this is what you need to be doing. You know, and I told them, because you don't want to sit there, because when I asked the doctor, what do I need to do? What are the side effects? Do I have to go back for my vaccination? What will, you know, he didn't know nothing. The only thing the doctors know how to do is prescribe medication, operate, and diagnose, you know? You definitely need nutrition, and you need to know what you need to be doing for yourself, and always ask the questions, the do's and the don'ts. It's just like when people are on high blood pressure pills, you always drink orange juice and a banana. That will protect your kidneys. So many people drink water. No, you've got to protect your kidneys. You know, my mother was on that for 50 years, and she always had a half banana and I think 4 ounces of orange juice every day with that pill. The diabetic pills, my mother was on 3 needles and stuff like that. She came off all that. She lost a lot of weight, and she was down to 2 pills. Last year of her life, she was only down to that 1 pill. The doctors were so baffled because she was never on heart pills. And she only had 1 valve to the heart. And they said there's no way she could have lived as long as she did for 24 years without being on heart pills. They said she had an excellent memory. And that's when, after she died, that's when the doctor's like, what was she doing? They said your mother's heart was so bad that she only had 1 valve to the heart. But she was able to walk. She was able to think. She didn't have Alzheimer's. She didn't have dementia. She didn't have anything. She goes, she was doing something. They go, are you sure? And I said, no. She never had no heart operation or nothing. And that's when I realized, and I saw a commercial about, I think it was the Omega. And I said, oh, she took Calivwell and Crystal Vitamin C. And when I told the doctor that, they go, they said, you know what? There has to be truth. They said, your mother, if she sneezed, her heart would have blown up. She would have died. That's how bad she was. They said, because they said, she must have never had no stress. I said, stress? My mother had 8 kids and all the grandchildren and everything else. You know. But it's those old good remedies and stuff. You know? I love talking to older people.
That's why I say that it would be good if the young people were taught in schools about the home remedies. And,
but these young people don't know anything. You know what I'm saying?
They need to be taught, and we need to make sure that they know and, you know, keep passing it down.
Well, that's why I sit there and I talk to people all the time, and different ones want me to be on different committees. You know, it's the simple things. I would like to get certain things incorporated even within the schools, the kids, the after program, the survivors, you know. It's just like even with this National Liberty Alliance. And I met this very nice young man. He is an actor, and he is a reporter, and I was telling him about the National. I says, he goes, can I record you? I says, nah. I said, but you know what? I gave my number, and he gave me his. And he goes, you know what? He goes, I just love talking to you. So I gave him the information about National Liberty Alliance. And I said, this is what you really need to be learning this for yourself, so you can start teaching people of your peers. You know what I'm saying? And I would love to work with people, but I'm getting up there in age, and I just can't do all the running around. But you know what? I'm still plugging along with people about the National Liberty Alliance and trying to help them and encourage them, because everybody's just totally stressed out of their mind, you know?
Yeah.
And wonderful, just bringing people together. And Dr. Barbara Franks, we definitely got to get around here because the questions or whatever she's there to answer. So we'll make sure she's on here next week, next Thursday,
great.
Right?
Great.
Okay.
All right. Well, not next week. No, we're this is Christmas time.
Oh,
people
okay.
are gonna be gone, so we won't have another call until the 11th of January.
Okay.
See, I'll be gone, and it's Christmas time. So 11 January will be the next health, natural healing call.
All right. Well, we'll make sure she's on there.
Okay. Well, one last point before we sign off. You mentioned MRSA in the hospitals.
Yeah.
Colloidal silver will prevent that.
Right. Well, everybody got MRSA in their body. It's a staph infection, and where it comes from, even if, it's normally stems from, like, your nose or whatever the case is. And, it's just like, we have to have our antibodies and we have to have the back, our strong antibodies to keep our bodies, the crystal vitamin C, aloe, because aloe cleans our blood,
Okay. Well, we've got to sign off now for the next call.
Hey, Robert, this is Jim in New Mexico. I want to wish you a happy holiday. You're a good man, and it's good getting to know you. So,
well, thank you, Jim, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and enjoy the holiday.
10-4.
It's time that we start enjoying it again.
Happy every day.
Happy
holidays. You too, Crystal. Happy holidays.